Turning to Vatican News now, and the Order of the Knights of Columbus wraps up its 125th Supreme Convention today. Yesterday, the Vatican's Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, addressed a gathering and read a message by Pope Benedict XVI, urging them to remain faithful to their mission of discipleship. Eamon McCarthy reports.
The order, which boasts 1.7 million members, comprises Catholic men from across the social spectrum and can count John F. Kennedy and former Canadian Prime Minister Louis Saint-Laurent among its members. Launching the annual report, Supreme Knight Carl A. Anderson told delegates attending the 125th Supreme Convention in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday, throughout its 125-year history, the order has traditionally stayed away from partisan politics, but has actively taken interest in public policy issues, above all when an issue directly affects fundamental Catholic values such as marriage, public funding for embryonic stem cell research, or abortion. Andrew Walther is communications director for the order.
Often, especially in the countries where we are most prominent, the United States, Canada, Mexico, the Philippines, and other countries, are often at the forefront of lay apostolate and of charitable activities.
In his keynote speech to the convention, Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Bertone noted the Knights' legacy of witness and commitment to action.
With the amount of time and money donated by our members to charity each year, yes to Christ is often a way of life for our members. So it is certainly a great honor for the Knights of Columbus to have had Cardinal Bertone here. And I think what this convention has done is to motivate them to take that to the next level and to say yes to Christ in ways that they might not have thought of before.
Praising them for having answered yes to Christ's call, the Cardinal promised delegates that he would personally deliver their 125th report into the hands of Pope Benedict XVI on his return to the Vatican. I'm Eimear McCarthy.